In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with USMEF Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific, Joel Haggard, about the surge in U.S. beef exports to Hong Kong. Haggard says a regulatory change made earlier this year helped pave the way for expanded U.S. exports.
Earlier this spring, Hong Kong opened to bone-in beef under 30 months and all boneless beef. This has resulted in significant bone-in sales. Much of that is bone-in short ribs, but we're also shipping items such as prime rib and some other bone-in steak items. The Hong Kong economy is very strong. Food service is strong. The number of steak houses continues to increase. But at the same time, Hong Kong continues to develop as a market for a wide variety of cuts. And there's a wide variety of end users ranging from fast food to lower-end frozen meat shops to conventional Western retail, Japanese restaurants, Korean restaurants, Chinese restaurants. So U.S. beef is really doing well there in all sectors, and the export numbers show it.
Haggard notes that Hong Kong's zero-duty access for imported beef helps U.S. exports remain strong, but also makes Hong Kong one of the most competitive markets in the world.
Zero duty, it's a benefit for us because the keep price is lower, but at the same time, it's very competitive. Historically, we started in the high-end steak segment, but this is a success story for a fuller utilization of the carcass and that we've been able to trade down to some of these Asian cuts. We still have that high-end steak business, but we're also selling items such as hanging tenders, and chuck flaptails, chuck rolls, finger meat, and other Asian items.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.